Here with senior wide receiver for the NDSU Bison, Bryce Lance. Last weekend, you guys really kicked it into gear in the second half. What do you think has been predicated to your guys' successful second halves in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, of course we want to dominate all four quarters, but I think it's just a testament to this team, the tradition of the Bison. You know, we're a four-quarter team. So I think, yeah, we definitely turned it up a notch the second half because, you know, I think this team just does whatever it takes to win a football game.
When you guys were playing last weekend, I was preoccupied with another college football game, but I saw that you had a rushing touchdown. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was on a sweep, if it was on a pitch of any sorts, but was that worked into the game plan? Were you expecting that? Can you just walk us through the excitement of turning into a back a little bit on a play?
Yeah. So we get our opening plays throughout the week, so we knew that was going to be the first play of the game. So yeah, super excited. Any chance I get to carry the rock for sure. But yeah, I got the handoff. My teammate did some really good blocks on the perimeter. Saw an opportunity to cut up the field. Then a lot of guys were blocking downfield for me, including my quarterback. So I just thought, you know, might as well score that thing.
That's awesome. When over the last few weeks, whether it's getting the chemistry down with Cole, whether it's the offensive line improving as well with no seniors on that line, you guys seem to be playing a little bit better as a receiving core as well. Is that just kind of predicated on you guys getting those reps in? Is it getting deep into the season? Are you guys just more comfortable together? Where do you think you guys stand as a receiver group?
Yeah, I think, you know, our standards are compete, improve, tough. And, you know, that's during games, during practices, during lifts as well. So I think as the year goes on, you know, what's different, what separates the Bison and other teams is we keep improving. You know, practices are hard. The coaches make them hard, but that's for a reason because the game's a lot easier. So we're improving every week for sure, not only from a receiver standpoint, but for an offensive, defensive standpoint as a whole.
I believe we've talked about once or twice this year already kind of how you guys iron sharpens iron offensively, mm-hmm. defensively. Regardless of how you guys look at each week, it seems like throughout all four quarters, you guys just play a little bit better the later into the game you get. Is the defense clamping down more in the second half? Are you guys making adjustments and executing better offensively? What do you think leads to you guys just wearing teams down, especially like both the Illinois schools you guys played where that second half you just boat raced them?
Yeah, I think. I think, first of all, we know that every team's going to give us our best. So the first quarter, you know, we might see coverages or different defenses that, you know, we hadn't seen during film. So, yeah, I think we have a really good coaching staff, both in the box and on the field as well, coaching us up, especially at halftime, making adjustments, things like that. But like I said, like once we get into that game mode, we just keep improving, keep getting better. I think that really shows in the third and fourth quarter.
This weekend on the road for you guys at Indiana State, a squad that just, you just look at photos, you've been there before. There's not a lot of crowd on your side of the field, that roadside. How do you guys create energy and excitement, enthusiasm for your squad so it doesn't just sound like, I would imagine, just like a track practice where there's just no noise?
Yeah, I think it's just about our goals, honestly, at the end of the day. It's about us, and we know that. And we have really big goals for this team for this year. So at the end of the day, you know, there's not much energy that needs to be created because, you know, this team is really focused on, you know, just winning football games and, you know, seeing the big picture as well. But, you know, we take each team week by week, and that's what this is, just another week to go win a football game.
Last thing I have for you is what needs to happen offensively for you guys to be successful and to get another value win on Saturday?
Yeah, I think I'm just trusting our rules and principles. I think fundamentals are going to be big this week. Like you said, it's probably not going to be a big crowd. But like I said, just focusing on us. You know, we have a really, really good offense, really good offensive staff as well. You know, they're going to put us in positions to win. So like I said, it's just trusting our rules, trusting our coaches, trusting our principles, and executing at the end of the day.